Ethel, you know what?
No, what?
Well, I was talking to the girl next door.
I thought you didn't speak to her.
Well, I do once in a while.
I thought you said that you couldn't stand her.
Well, I can't. She's always bragging. She gives me an awful pain.
Then what did you want to talk to her for?
Well, I was out in the backyard with Sugar Pie, and she came over. I didn't invite her over either. She just came.
Why didn't you throw a brick at her?
Oh, Cecil, I couldn't do that.
What'd she do?
Well, she just plumped herself down on the grass beside me and started talking and playing with the cat.
I hope it scratched her.
And she said that... Oh, goodness, but she makes me tired. I wish she'd stay over at her own house. I don't like her.
I'd have chased her home.
I know you would. You don't care whether you insult people or not.
Oh, yes, I do.
I'd like to know when.
Well, when they're bigger than me.
Well, I'm different. I can't insult people. So I just had to stay out there with her and let her talk her head off.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you get madder and madder and madder.
Well, she said she didn't like to mix with the common people that live in this neighborhood.
Did she call you common? I'd have punched her in the ear.
She's so snobbish, just because they own a big car.
Huh. I'll bet it isn't paid for.
She was talking about her ancestors. That's all she ever talks about, ancestors. She said her ancestors came over on the Mayflower.
What does that make her?
Well, that makes her better than everybody else. And she says, oh, dear, all the time.
Hey, how old is she, anyhow?
Oh, about 18, I guess.
Well, she ought to know better.
And she talks about those common people and vulgar boys. And...
Hey, let's talk about something pleasant like murder, huh?
Cecil, do you think that just because her ancestors came over on the Mayflower that she's any better than I am?
Well, I should hope to cloud up in rain she isn't.
Well, she thinks she is. She thinks she's better than anybody. It makes me so mad.
Oh, you should work up a temperature over her. Forget her.
And do you know what she said to me?
Now, how would I know what she said?
Well, after she told me all about herself, she said, of course, you can't trace your ancestors, can you, Sally?
Did you tell her, no, they didn't have criminal records?
No. I didn't want her to get the best of me, so I told her I could, that my people came over on the Mayflower, too.
Oh, but they didn't.
Well, I know it, but I had to tell her something.
Did that take her off her high horse?
No. She wanted to know all about it then.
Oh, did you feed her a good line?
Well, I thought that as long as I'd started, I might as well make it good.
Oh, I'll bet you put her to sleep with a hot bedtime story.
Well, I wasn't going to let her think that she was any better than me, so I told her. Well, I told her a thing or two. Now she thinks that I'm one of the best people, and she wants me to come over to her house tomorrow night.
What did you tell her?
Well, I know this isn't right, but I told her. Well, I said, you've heard of Captain John Smith, haven't you? And she said, oh, yes, one of the Pilgrim Fathers. And I said, well, you know, my name is Smith, too, and sort of looked at her as if to say, well, you can guess the rest.
Guess the rest of what?
Well, I kind of told her that Captain John Smith was my great-great-grandfather.
Whoa! Oh, what a line!
Well, he might have been, for all I know. We both have the same name.
Did she swallow that?
Yes. Of course, I told her that it wasn't generally known.
Oh, so you're a descendant of the Pilgrims. Hooray! Glad to know you.
Now stop, Cecil. You see, I had to take her down a little.
Oh, you must have floored her with that.
Well, I did at first, but I didn't do so well later.
Why? After that outburst, you should have gathered your cat in your arms, shifted your nose in the air, and strode majestically into the house.
Well, she started asking me questions about my family then.
For instance?
Well, she wanted to know where my great-great-grandmother was buried, and I didn't know what to tell her.
Why didn't you tell her that she was cremated, and they threw her ashes away?
Oh, they didn't do that in those days. Thank goodness I knew that much.
Oh, you're crazy then. Didn't they used to burn up all the Christians? I guess I know my history.
Well, I didn't know what to tell her about my great-great-grandmother.
Who was she supposed to be?
Well, if I'd known about it at first, I wouldn't have started it.
Don't tell me it was Martha Washington.
No, it seems like that if Captain John Smith was my great-great-grandfather, like I told her, then my great-great-grandmother was an Indian.
She was an Indian?
That's what the girl next door said.
Oh, now I know where you get your wild blood.
Oh, I wish I did have some famous ancestors or something.
Oh, for cat's sake. Are you letting that girl next door get under your skin? What do you want with ancestors?
Well, the girl next door has a coat of arms.
Is that something like a tattoo?
It's something in Latin that only people who know all about their forefathers can wear. They're very pretty.
Hooray! Then I can wear one. Where do you get them?
Oh, have you got a coat of arms, Cecil?
Not yet, but I can get one. I knew who my great-great-grandfather was.
Who was he, Cecil? You never told me about him before. Was he a famous general?
No, he was a skeleton.
A skeleton?
Sure. When I was little, I used to hear my aunt talk about him. She always called him the skeleton in the family closet.
Why, I never heard of anything like it. Not a live skeleton.
He was alive before he died. Oh, I found out all about him later. It's family history. So you see, if knowing all about your ancestors makes you a big shot, I'm a canon.
Oh, tell me about him, Cecil. What did he do?
He died.
A hero in battle? Oh, that's grand.
No, he didn't die that way.
How did he die, Cecil?
He got hung.
Hung? You mean hung by the neck?
Well, I've never heard of hanging anyone by the ear.
Oh, Cecil, that's awful. Was he a Confederate spy or something? Did they catch him?
Oh, they caught him all right. He was a horse thief.
Oh, Cecil, not really. Oh, that's awful.
Oh, I think it's pretty hot myself. I'd like to be a horse thief.
Oh, Cecil, that's awful. Was he really a horse thief?
Yes, but he wasn't even a good horse thief. He stole Shetland ponies.
Oh, that's terrible. Don't ever tell anyone, Cecil. Oh, goodness, you don't want to let anyone know you have crook's blood in you.
I haven't. Besides, it's no worse than Indian. I'd just as soon be a horse thief.
Well, don't ever tell the girl next door. I'm sure she dropped dead.
Good. Let's have some fun. We'll go over and I'll tell her.
I thought you really had some famous relatives.
I have. Oh, you ought to hear my aunt tell about the other skeleton. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather sold fish.
Oh, Cecil, what an awful family you come from. Goodness, I shouldn't even be seen with you.
Oh, there are some worse yet. Wait till you hear about my great-aunt. She was a Floradora sextetter, whatever that was.
Is that something bad?
It was on the stage. When you talk about her, you're supposed to whisper.
Oh, Cecil, did she do something awful? You better not tell me about her.
Well, all right, we'll leave her out of this.
On the other hand, I think you'd better. I ought to know more about you.
Well, she wore tights on the stage and showed her ankles and everything.
Oh, well, that isn't anything.
Well, it was a whole lot in those days.
Was she very beautiful, and did men go mad about her? Oh, that's thrilling.
Did they? Oh, they used to line up for blocks, and those that didn't get a tumble, they would shoot themselves.
Oh, Cecil, how do you know about all this?
My aunt told me.
I don't believe you.
Fine.
Well, what did she do, Cecil?
She married a burglar.
Honest?
Who ever heard of an honest burglar?
Did she love him?
Oh, of course not. She married him for his money, but he beat her.
No. With his fist?
No, with a baseball bat.
Cecil Shortridge, you're making this all up and you know it.
Sure, I know it.
Oh, you ought to be ashamed of making up such stories. I bet you haven't even got a great-great-grandmother.
Do you think I was hatched or something? Of course I have ancestors. But to tell the truth, I don't know who they were.
Well, what were you telling me all that stuff for then? That isn't nice. Why don't you make up some nice forefathers like I did?
Because I wouldn't like that kind. If I had my way, I'd pick out ancestors like actresses and horse thieves. They're more interesting.
Well, I wouldn't. I want blue blood, Cecil.
Well, I want red. I know. You'd like to be like old Nitwit next door. Looks real high hat and says, "Oh, yes, yes, my name is Swamp. Yes, I'm one of the swamps, one of the Florida swamps, you know." Or rat. Give me a good old horse thief anytime.